Well, I think first and foremost continues to be a priority of making sure that we have cotton back in Title I, whether that's cotton slash cotton seed, but some type of enhanced safety net when we get into a period of depressed market conditions. So that's going to be a major priority. Also continuing to maintain a fully functioning marketing loan that doesn't impede the flow of cotton into the marketplace is going to be critically important. There's going to be some efforts to try to address some provisions within the extra long staple cotton program, and most notably look at the loan rate level for ELS cotton, as well as the operation of the competitiveness program. We want to continue to maintain the funding for the U.S. textile industry through the Economic Adjustment Assistance Program that's been very successful over these last two farm bills. We want to make sure that that is continued in the 2018 farm bill. And then I think also we would like to see some relaxation of the payment limits and the eligibility requirements to be eligible for farm program benefits. And we certainly don't want to see any further tightening, because those are already too restrictive for commercial-sized family farming operations.